Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. I hope you have your Bibles ready because today we're going to begin part one of our study, A Christmas Journey. Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining me in Studio C. My friend Chrissy is here with me.
Pastor Kathy, I love being with you in beautiful Studio C, and just, it's so festive.
Yeah, especially
don't you feel
the way
festive?
It's decorated. Well, I love it.
Yes.
You know, it's so pretty the way the simply put, ladies decorated it for
they
us.
They always make it a beautiful time.
They're
going to
be
Studio
coming
C.
on the Glorious Living pretty soon, not next week, but the week after.
We always have
we
fun get together.
I think it's the Friday after Christmas is when that one launches.
Oh, I love it. I love being with them. I love being with you and joining us, and it is the most wonderful time of the year. What other time could I wear a light bulb sequin shirt
and get away with
and
it?
And get away with it. So I'm taking advantage of every festive
yeah, well,
thing in the world.
Yeah, you're part of the decorations.
That's right. We're shimmering and we're just sparkling today.
Sparkling for Jesus.
That's
and
right.
We love it. We love it when we can get together like this and study the Word of God together. But we love it when you share your testimonies.
Yes.
When you share your comments, letting us know how this program is being a blessing to your life. We have so many regulars that watch from all over the world.
We do. And it's amazing to read. I have a great one to share today, like always. It says, thank you so much, Brother Jesse, Sister Kathy, and Team JDM, for all of your messages and live streams. I can't wait to watch more content. God bless always from Malaysia. So all the way from Malaysia.
Wow.
And she says, I can't wait to watch more content. Well, you got a lot because we have over 530 messages.
Just the full messages
yes.
that Jesse or I have preached to different places.
Amazing.
And then we have all the different programs. We have the Glorious Living, of course. We have
mm-hmm.
Jesse's Faith, the Facts.
Yes.
We have our Sunday broadcast, which is also placed there, especially on the app. You can see everything.
All of it. Boardroom Chats,
Boardroom
which
chat.
Is one of my favorites. So
it's
we
a
have
very
so
popular
much.
Thing, the boardroom chat.
It is. We love
you
it.
You never
it's
know what
funny.
Jesse's going to say.
I know. Oh, and you too. You got some
yeah,
zingers.
Sometimes I do.
I love it. It's so much fun to watch. And so you have that, a lot of content all the way in Malaysia. Thank you for watching. And I know today's going to really bless you. I know it blessed me just reading over the notes.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's based on a two-part study. This that we're going to study today is based on an article in our magazine. Why don't you show that
I
to them?
This, so
this is our December magazine.
It's
a lot
beautiful.
Of you get this. If you don't, you can always go and read it on our digital platforms. It's everywhere.
It is.
And it we've been mailing these things out since the early 80s.
So beautiful.
Over 40 million of copies have been
oh, yes.
distributed around the world since we started.
Yeah.
Remember when we started with such it was just a little one sheet,
mm-hmm.
and it's grown over the years, and it's been impacting lives.
It's so good, filled with so many beautiful articles, and this one is so powerful. And it just, the Christmas journey, it's so important to reflect, especially this time of year, on Jesus
mm-hmm.
and on that beautiful journey that the wise men they took to see
yeah.
him.
And you know, I like exactly also the fact that our television team decided to put it on the broadcast.
Yes.
I don't always like it when they put me on the broadcast.
I like it.
But they chose this one because it has a great Christmas theme. So maybe you've seen it on the broadcast, so maybe you can go and watch it after this mm-hmm. because I believe that it'll touch your life in a different way because it always goes in different angles and different directions depending upon
yeah.
the audience. Today, we're going to base this on the article, but we're going to go deeper. We're going to let the Holy Ghost guide us and lead us. And we believe
time.
That you're going to get exactly what you need today.
Hallelujah.
So today's study is titled A Christmas Journey, Part 1. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 2. The main focus of our study will be about the wise men that we often see in nativity sets. They're normally only displayed during the Christmas season, but I have several that are so special to me that I've let them stay up all year long. In fact, I had one recently that was when I decorated the house. I was thinking, where is that other one?
Uh-huh.
It was a beautiful one that was sent to me by a dear friend who's in heaven right now. Her name is Paulette Kaywood. She's from Odessa, Texas.
Yes, yes.
And she brought me this amazing, beautiful nativity that has sparkle glitter all over it, massive elephant, two camels, the wise men.
Oh, that's great.
As well as the nativity. And so I just was so glad that I found this. I said, where is it? Well, I think it was hidden in some kind of a cabinet rather than stored in the attic the way we usually put mm-hmm. everything. And I pulled it out this weekend and I just got to see it set up.
That's
and
so beautiful.
It always blesses me.
It is. I have mine out too. And it's like a porcelain set I got a few years back. And now I have a two-year-old and teaching her about Jesus. And she's just, Jesus, Mary, slamming. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
So listen. And Sophia, this is not a stuffed animal.
Well, you
animal,
can get them some little stuffed animal
right.
nativities for when they're little.
That's what I'm going to have to do because she loves Jesus, but I don't want to break her. She doesn't get it.
That's not hers. That's yours.
It's mine.
You need to get her first one.
She needs her first. But they're so awesome to look at. We have so many beautiful ones. I know you collect them, but the one in the church is absolutely beautiful.
That was given to us by a church member years ago who now lives in another city. But we put it out, not every year, but this year we put it out on the platform, and it was so beautiful looking at it this past Sunday when all the church, the platform was decorated for Christmas.
So beautiful. I think we'd win best Christmas decoration. If they had a church best Christmas decoration contest.
Well, I think so.
First prize.
And why shouldn't you want to be the best?
Exactly.
Because you know what? We're not celebrating us. We're celebrating Jesus.
Amen.
We're sparkling for Him.
That's
so
good.
We're decorating just for Him.
Amen. That's so good. So good.
That's so good. Well, the Matthew chapter 2 is where we're going to study in a moment, but also have other, so many other nativities. We can go on and on about the ones. I have a great one that's behind me in my study, in the place where I have my devotional. It's a blue and white Delph. So beautiful porcelain. And that one I decided not to put away.
Yeah.
I leave it out behind a glass door, and I just get to see it every day.
And Christmas should be every day.
That's right.
I love it.
But, you know, the thing about nativities is not all of them have the wise men. Some of them just have the baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Some of them just have, just maybe the shepherd. But this one that I have, the one that I have in my devotional area in my family room has the wise men.
I
love that.
They're so important, those wise guys.
But you know, Matthew is the only place in the Bible where we learn about these wise men. And Matthew is the first book of the New Testament and the first of the four Gospels. Mm-hmm. And it's perfectly situated in the Bible because it connects the past with the present and the future. And Matthew wrote his gospel to fellow Jews to prove that Jesus was the Messiah.
Amen.
You know, Matthew was also Levi. He was a despised tax collector before Jesus called him to be one of his 12 disciples. And tradition says that for 15 years following the resurrection of Jesus, he preached all around Palestine, and then he conducted missionary campaigns in other nations.
That's amazing.
So this is such a beautiful way for us to get the story of a Christmas journey, because Matthew recorded the genealogy of Jesus and his birth in the first chapter, but in the next chapter, which we're going to read today, we're told about a Christmas journey of wise men from the east to find the newborn king.
It's so exciting. When you tell a little bit about the history and you delve a little bit into who Matthew was, it just becomes even more interesting, richer, and full of wisdom, because we're studying the wise men, so why not get that wisdom?
They were definitely part of the Christmas story. We're going to learn a lot more about it. A lot of tradition puts them all there in the stable at that time when Jesus was born, but actually they came a little later. We're going to see this
in
our study.
Yeah.
But that just gives it depicts the whole message of Jesus's early life, his birth. But we're going to study about these. So we're going to read quite a bit of scripture. I hope it's okay. Just follow along if you have your Bible. But Chrissy's going to read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12.
Awesome. Yes.
And this is the King James Version, but it's so poetic. I just wanted to keep it in that.
It really is. It's so great. It says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.' When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he said them to Bethlehem, and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." way. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I love that whole story. It's so much good news there. Yeah. So much things we can unpack and study today.
Yes, wonderful.
Most of us have grown up listening to Christmas carols that sing about three kings. Have you done that?
We three kings of, I don't even know,
Orion.
Yeah, I'll just sing right here for you. But yes, we have.
Bearing gifts we traverse afar, I think.
That sounds right. Sounds good to me.
Who knows? But it's a beautiful song. We all sing about it. But the Bible doesn't tell us that there were kings, nor how many wise men journeyed from the east to find that newborn king of the Jews. You know, in that day, the population of Jerusalem was probably about 25,000 or more, maybe during festival times. Josephus writes that it could have grown to over 100,000 because they would come in from all around just for certain festivals. But it was, so it's likely that three men coming into town would have troubled Herod, the king, and with all of Jerusalem with him, they were saying, who's these people? Because, you know, it's so amazing. Tradition says that the wise men were of a high position in Parthia.
Wow.
Near ancient Babylon.
I love this. It's so much new revelation in this study, too. It makes it so much more interesting when you put yourself in that place at that time. Mm-hmm. Because like you were saying, it's not like they were just coming and going. Herod knew who was entering his land.
Yeah, and when you made a journey in that day, because there were so many thieves and people along the road, especially if you bring in treasures, you didn't just come by yourself.
Yeah.
There was an entourage. There was a whole group of people that came, and it wasn't just a day trip. They came from a far distance. So they had a lot of territory to cover.
And that's actually so different when you see the little depictions of like three camels and two guys on there, or three of them just riding through with a little backpack. You know, this is a whole entourage of people, but it makes so much sense when you think about it in that way.
Yeah, they probably traveled thousands of miles through the territory, and it's only logical that they would have traveled with armed guards, as well as servants to set up camp and prepare meals.
That's wise.
Because it was overnight trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were wise guys.
Get the chef, get on the road, you know?
That's right. That's wise guys. They had somebody had to unpack it, set the tent up, because it wasn't an overnight trip. It was several days, maybe weeks, who knows, or maybe a month. But they could have been a caravan of maybe 100 or more that journeyed from the east that time, during that time. You know, and these wise men journeyed to see the king of Jews. And they weren't playing around.
No.
They were on a serious journey. They had been researching and finding it. I found it so interesting when I studied about all of this, how they really probably were those that studied the scriptures. Mm-hmm. You know, they saw the star announcing the arrival of the newborn king, and it compelled them to make that long journey.
Yeah.
They were on an intense quest to see for God that was beyond the ordinary. They didn't just think about it. They they put their feet to it. They put their effort to it. They planned the trip and they took off.
They're such important characters. And so often we sing about them, we brush over the fact. They're just like a little part of the whole nativity scene. But when you really think about how they were determined and they had a passion to study, they knew what they were doing. They were reading the stars. I mean, how much wisdom they had. It's a true, they were called the wise men because they were filled with godly wisdom on knowing what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And now we're speaking about them, what, over 2,000 years ago?
You know,
and talking about them.
They were earnestly seeking God, but I believe they didn't, even whether they realized it or not, they were being led by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God had a purpose for their life, and each one of us need to realize that God has a purpose for our life. And when we have an unction to seek Him more, it's because He wants to reveal something to us. And this is, they were on a physical journey, but all of us are on a spiritual journey as well.
Yeah.
And God is calling us, especially during this Christmas season, to continually seek Him. And when we seek Him, we're going to find Him.
Amen. I love that. Seek Him. Seek Him first in everything that we do and learn from these characters. You know, Brother Jesse wrote the book, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And a lot of people read the Christmas story and they think, well, how does this apply to my life now? But it's so important
to
read.
It's a timeless story.
Because it says in the subtitle, Elevate Your Character with the Characters of Christmas. So studying about these wise men reminds me of his book, too, about how you can learn from them, their character, their mission, and we apply it to ourselves now because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's a wonderful book, too. You can go to jdm.org and find out more about it. But
yeah,
it's
a great book, and I think he's even preached it. It's it's on our app as well.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's amazing how many things, when I was looking back, how many things about Christmas, the Christmas season that we have, if you just search around, all this whole month of December, you can be saturated in the Christmas story and realize that it's not just a story that's for a certain season of the year, it's something that'll transport you and strengthen you throughout the year.
Yeah, because Jesus is the biggest gift, the biggest blessing. Because of Him, we have everything we need.
That's so good. But, you know, they were seeking of the King, and when they finally found Him, they responded with joy, worship, and gifts. And those who are wise will always seek out Jesus to worship Him for who He is.
Amen.
Amen. So let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
Yes.
Because the wise men that journeyed from faraway lands were diligently seeking Jesus. They recognized Him as the Messiah when most of God's chosen people in Israel didn't even think about Him. And when Jesus was born into the world, people immediately began to react.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
I mean, and that's what will happen. You know, the scriptures talked about how, I think it's mentioned 7 different times in the scriptures about how Jesus will become, he's like the chief cornerstone, but he'll become a stumbling block.
Yep,
to many.
That's right.
It's written 3 times in the Gospels. It's also in Psalms 118, I believe, in Acts, and in Isaiah quotes it. But this is what it brought a division between the people and families and such, but those who were seeking Him found Him.
Amen.
And He's the greatest treasure this world has ever known.
It sure is. I love talking about Jesus. Whether we talk about Him as a baby, growing as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it's just all so applicable today. Whatever you're going through, He's there for us.
That's right. And I'm so glad that I found Him so long ago.
Yeah.
But in that day, His presence didn't soothe and bring comfort to most people. Instead, it startled them. It disturbed them. But some, it awakened a spiritual longing, and others, fear and insecurity.
Yeah, wow.
Things hasn't changed much in the church.
That's
we still
true.
See that happening today. But Matthew's gospel reveals Jesus as the King of the whole world, not just Judea.
Amen. That's right.
And so, and then Christmas is an undeniable reminder that to all the world that God entered our world when Jesus was born.
Amen.
And it's a call for every person to recognize Jesus as the rightful King of their life and begin their personal faith journey with Him.
A personal faith journey. That's so important. That's what we do here at the ministry. That's the mission of letting people know, hey, Jesus is real. He loves you, and He wants to have a personal connection with you. You can talk to Him whenever. Just have that conversation.
That's so
and
good.
It transforms your life each and every day. He takes you to a new level, and it's so important that we grab hold of that. Our faith continues to grow every time we get deeper and deeper with Him.
That's so good. It's true, because you can't go to heaven based if you maybe your mama's a great believer.
Yeah.
She's not going to get you there.
Exactly.
I remember I heard this thing about Denzel Washington's mom would tell him, because before he became a believer, you know, I don't know if I've been seeing some posts how he had really turned his life to God. And he's a very well-known actor, of course, if you don't know him, but
it's great.
But it was funny how he was always being very generous. He was giving to the church, and his mama would tell him, "You can't buy your way into heaven,
that's
Denzel."
Very true, Denzel. It's very true.
You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't go into heaven because maybe your parents serve Him well.
Exactly.
Maybe you're a child of a minister, or maybe you just grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that personal relationship. You have to seek Him personally.
Mm-hmm.
And He wants to reveal Himself to you personally in a deeper way,
Amen.
Even if you already know Him, because we're all on a journey
that's
of
right.
sorts in our life. We may start out here, just saying the simple prayer, which I did back in 1973, saying the simple prayer, Jesus, repeating it after Billy Graham. But then I began a life journey that has been amazing.
Amen.
And just when I look back and see all that God, what I didn't, how much I did not know, I knew nothing compared to now. But I'm still on a journey to learn.
So
I'm still diligently seeking the presence of Jesus. And it's the greatest journey that anybody
can
have.
It sure is. And I love when you said that word diligently, because when you read that scripture, when it talks about them being diligent and charging forth and believing and knowing and staying steadfast. These wise men were diligent in seeking God, and that's what we have to do each and every day.
Yeah.
Stay diligent. Don't let the world take us off course and keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
Yeah, and our next scripture that we're going to study, of course, I already told you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. And that whole Hebrews chapter 11 is a powerful chapter.
That's so
we call
good.
It the heroes of faith. But it talks about the different people all along the way. But the key verse of that whole chapter, one of the key verses is in verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And Chrissy's going to read the King James Version.
Yeah.
Follow along with us.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." There's that word, diligently, again.
Yeah, and there's that word, reward.
Yeah.
Those wise men were diligently seeking Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many of, like they were, we need to continually diligently seek Him too.
Amen.
And those that diligently seek Him will find him.
Amen.
They're going to discover the greatest journey that any can ever have in this life.
Yes, amen.
So good. You know, nothing can ever compare with being in the presence of Jesus. It's so amazing when you sit at his feet and he begins to reveal himself to you. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
It is, and it's up to us to take that time to set it apart. You know, the hustle and bustle of the holidays can be fun, going in the malls and shopping online, doing a lot of Amazon shopping this year because it's easy. But you can get carried away with all of it and focus on the wrong things. It's all good things, but when you turn towards Jesus and make that time to read and to study mm-hmm. and to reflect, and then to be still and to meditate, that's when he starts speaking directly to you. And that's important, especially mm-hmm. during this time and then carrying it out all through the new year. We need to keep going forth with our faith, having it grow, and God will do the work. When you start doing those little steps, he's the one that takes your hand and guides you on your journey to have your faith grow exponentially.
That's right. And the story of the wise men can really inspire us. Their Christmas journey can help us to redefine our Christmas journey. Mm-hmm. What are we focusing on? They had to have a preparation time to get out there physically, the elements being out in the middle of that, mm-hmm. carrying that whole entourage of maybe 100 people on that caravan, yeah. going, setting up, getting up. And I would imagine because they had the faith and were diligent to seek God, they had to, when they camped at night, they had to be thinking about, what are we going to find when we get there?
Wow.
What is it going to look like? What is God showing you? Mm-hmm. And because they were following that star. And all of us have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. They were following a star, not knowing where they were going. We have the Bible that we can
Amen.
Find out what God really has for us.
Amen.
We're not just in the dark, just like they weren't really in the dark because they were being led by the star, mm-hmm. being led by the Spirit, and their Christmas journey brought them to a place where they discovered Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to learn so much about that in our next part two, because this story has so much more to it. We knew we couldn't cover it in one session, but just thinking about how important it is to recognize that we're all on a journey in life.
Amen.
And when we trust the Holy Spirit, He can lead and guide our steps just to the exact spot, at the exact moment, where we can be a blessing to someone else, and God can use that situation to help us grow.
Amen. And I love the word journey, talking about that it's a Christmas journey and that we're all on a journey because we're all on different journeys. We're all in different seasons, and we're learning and growing, and it's up to us to ask for that wisdom, that word wise men. It just, when we studied this, that just kept popping out at me, wisdom, wisdom. And maybe you need wisdom or you feel like you're lacking wisdom. Well, the Bible says ask. Mm-hmm. Ask and He will give you it. He will give it to you and you'll be able to understand. Maybe you feel like, you know, this is so intimidating or I don't know how to even start reading the Bible. Well, God will give you the insight to just open the pages and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and He will reveal to you things and make it personal for you. And then you have tools like this Bible study as well as all the other things we have available for the mm-hmm. ministry to help you on your journey to get into your faith deeper and deeper because it's so important. It's going to transform your life. And that's what Glorious Living is all about. That's why
so
we do this. You
that's
know?
Why we do it. It's why our partners help us. We have beautiful mm-hmm. partners that help us all over the world to help us to spread the gospel. You know, our vision for this whole year has been create your world and
I
walk in it.
I love it. It's one of my favorite
And think
themes.
About the world that was created by God when He sent His Son to the earth mm-hmm. as a baby. And He brought these wise men from the East to help be a part of this story and all the different people that had something to do with it. We're not studying it on this lesson, but those shepherds that yeah. were on the hillside that heard the announcement, the angels that covered the sky, the multitude singing praise to God. This was a strategic moment, a special moment at the birth of Christ. This is why we celebrate it all month long.
That's right.
Here at Covenant Church and Jesse Duplantis Ministries, we decorate the buildings, we decorate the set that mm-hmm. you see here mm-hmm. because we are so still in awe of what God did so many years ago and what He's doing in our lives.
Yes.
And we're expected to see much more things happening in the future. You know, yeah. we're getting ready to jump into a new year, 2026,
Come on, let's go.
Is our 50th year of ministry, mm-hmm. which we're going to celebrate and commemorate. And it's going to be so good. In fact, Jesse will be preaching that first Sunday at the church in Covenant Church, but it'll be broadcast on all our platforms. I know people are coming in from other nations and other states coming in. They want to be here.
Yes.
We've already been listening, talking to a few of them because it's so important that we get right in that presence. And He's going to launch the theme for the new year for 2026, as well as just commemorate the fact that 50 years ago, God called him to preach the gospel. And just
wow.
think about all the many lives that have been impacted since that
and
time.
And what a journey that's been. Mm, and just even looking so back at old clips or going back and watching some classic sermons from mm-hmm. you and from Brother Jesse and just watching the exuberance, that light, that passion has never run out. It actually has intensified over the years. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just an awesome example, just like how the wise men are an example to us to keep seeking wisdom. Mm-hmm. You and Boss in the whole ministry is an example to the world to never give up, mm-hmm. to always believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible because it's doable.
That's right.
So many awesome phrases you could just rattle off that really just get inside of you. And as you're living your life, going about your day, you think about it. You mm-hmm. think about, what would Jesus have me do in this area? What have I learned from this ministry? What have I learned from reading the Word? And it just comes out of you like a fountain, really.
That's so
it
good.
Bubbles up and comes out, and you change your world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, it's because of our partners. So partners, thank you so much for helping us do what we do every single day.
So awesome.
Together, we're reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using all the information that's on the screen. You know what? We're just about out of time.
I know.
But we're going to be coming back next week.
Yes.
We're going to have them. We're going to go back into the Old Testament and read scriptures that may have motivated those wise men to diligently seek the newborn king.
Yes.
I believe that you're going to learn some things that's going to just ignite your heart and realize that God has given us a great, great message that we need to proclaim, not just to yourself, but he mm-hmm. wants you to proclaim it to the world.
I know. It's so good. I mean, I'm just reading this, doing part one, mm-hmm. has really ignited something to me to keep it alive, to go home and share it with my husband, mm-hmm. to share it with, you know, Sophia. She's only 2 years old, but she's getting so mm-hmm. much biblical knowledge just by hearing us pray and talk. And so I encourage you to take this message, share it with somebody you love, and continue to spread Christmas cheer for all
That's
to
right.
hear.
That's so good. You know, because the wise men were following a star. We're following a Savior.
Amen.
And we know him personally in our heart. If you don't know him, you can know him
yes.
just by praying and asking him to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart. And when you do that with your heart, when you believe it in your heart, you speak it with your mouth, it's going to transform. This is going to be the best Christmas you've ever had.
Come
in fact, let's pray with him.
Yes,
Father, in the
yes,
name of Jesus, I pray for every person that's watching along with it and studying along with us today, Lord, that you would touch their life and change them. Lord, if they don't know you, reveal yourself to them. Lord, let them know that they don't have to follow the world, but they can follow a Savior. Touch them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Ooh, I love
Amen.
It.
This
Powerful.
Is so good.
I love Amen. It. This is awesome.
It's been great. We're going to study again, but thanks for studying with
Thank
me, Chrissy.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy. I love learning from you and learning from the Christmas journey. Can't wait for part two.
That's right. It's going to be here before you know
it. Here we go.
Thank you so much for joining me today here at Studio C. We'll see you next week for another great story, the ending of this great Christmas journey.